Time for another Elkhorn Archive on WEOL, presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. And I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Elkhorn, for a very special Elkhorn Archive tonight. Right, Tim?
Indeed it is, Bruce. With the passing of Joe Tate earlier this week, so many things have been written and have been said, and they're all appropriate. And, of course, WEOL had a very special relationship with Joe Tate. And one of the things that we were most proud of and we really treasured was Joe would come out every year and do a high school basketball game with me. There were so many of them. It all started back in the mid-90s, and Joe actually approached me and said, I'd like to do some basketball with you, and it scared the heck out of me. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And he's like, no, we'll have a great time, and I love high school basketball. So it started a tradition where every year, if the calendar allowed it, Joe would do a high school basketball game with me. And I tried to get him to as many gyms as possible and tried to, again, working within the schedule confines, get him on with as many different teams as possible. So at some point, most of the schools could say, we had Joe Tate do one of our games. So this game here, Bruce, is very special to me. We can't run highlights from all of the games. We'd have a three-hour Elkhorn Archive. But this is the one that really stands out for me in a special way. It's from 2012, 9 years ago, and Joe had stepped aside as the radio voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers at this point. So Joe made his way over to Columbia, and we sat on the stage at Columbia High School for Keystone and the Columbia Raiders. And a couple of things that make this very special for me. Number one, if you recall his last year with the Cavs, the 2010-2011 season, Joe had announced his retirement, but then became quite ill during the course of the season. And we had a game scheduled that Joe was going to do during the 10-11 season. And, of course, he was hospitalized and recuperating, and he couldn't do that game. In fact, he only did the final five games of the Cavs season. So once he recuperated and got better, he called me and said, I owe you a high school game. I said, oh, come on, Joe. No, you're fine. Nope, I owe you one. We had one booked last year, and I didn't get to it. And so Keystone Columbia it was, and I'll always treasure it because he actually, you know, made the effort to say that he owed WEOL a game. And so we went over to Columbia and had a great time that night. Keystone ended up winning the game 57-42, but the administration at Columbia was thrilled to have Joe there. The kids were thrilled, and it was like that every year that we did a game. And like I said, I could rattle them off. There are so many matchups that he did over the years, but this is the one that will always, in my mind, be the one that stands out. Welcome back to Columbia High School. Tim Elkhorn with you, joined by a very special guest tonight. You may have heard, you may have read that there is somebody sitting on this stage joining us on AM 930 WEOL tonight that certainly brings a lot of credibility to the broadcast table. I guess that can be said when you are an NBA Hall of Famer. And no, it's not Gary Pelter. We are thrilled, we are honored to have with us tonight Joe Tate, who comes out of retirement for one night. Shall we say one night only, to join us here at Columbia for the Keystone Wildcats and the Columbia Raiders. Joe, we are thrilled to have you with us here at Columbia High School this evening.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be here. At my age, it's good to be anywhere. But it really, I'm looking forward to this. This is my kind of sports, my kind of basketball.
How about being up here on the stage at Columbia? It's like everybody's looking at you here right now.
Well, I've worked off stages before in various high schools in my career, so it's an interesting angle, but it's one I'm not totally unfamiliar with.
Well, they come running at us, Joe. It'll be like a thundering herd as they come down to the floor to this end. But, hey, I think we're in for a pretty good ball game here tonight.
I do, too. At 10-3 against 9-4, you've got two ball clubs that obviously know what winning's all about. And full house tonight. This should be, I know you and I have worked games before where we've come in saying, well, this is going to be a great game, and then by the fourth quarter we're trying to figure out who those JV players are that just went on the floor. But I think tonight we probably will be looking at a very closely fought ball game.
And by the way, before we get into our next interview with Columbia head coach Matt Sheets, I do want to say that the gentleman who was wearing the Tate is King t-shirt out there in the crowd, he stands out above all others, Joe. Now, who is that gentleman? He came over. He actually had you sign the shirt.
I think it's probably because he weighs 40 pounds more than anybody else over there in the stands. That's why he stands out. No, it was nice to have him come over, and I don't think I've ever seen a shirt quite like that before.
And I don't know if you ever will again. And, of course, the fans in attendance, both Keystone and Columbia, were thrilled to have Joe Tate there calling the Wildcats and the Raiders. And the Columbia folks make Joe feel right at home. High school, as we are just about set to get you ready for the Raiders and the Wildcats.
Attention to the stage as Columbia High School welcomes WEOL AM 930. And Hall of Fame broadcaster Joe Tate, former Forest voice of the Cavaliers and Indians. We thank Joe and Tim Alcorn for being here tonight. And in the words of Joe, it's basketball time.
What do you think, Joe?
It's basketball time.
So Keystone and Columbia, we go back to 2012, 9 years ago, and it was the same, Bruce, every single game that Joe and I did on WEOL. I would do the first quarter so that Joe could kind of get a sense for players and just matchups and so forth, and then once that first 8 minutes was in the book, I would turn it over to Joe for the second quarter of play. And it took him about a quarter. That was it. And it sounded like he had been calling these guys' names for the entire season. He picked it up rather quickly, as he did everything. So we're going to pick this up in the second quarter of play. You're not going to hear any of my highlights tonight, nor should you. This is our tribute to Joe. So here he is in the second quarter of play as things got rolling in that second period over at Columbia. But it was Keystone. James Kohler that would knock in a three ball for the Cats.
The lob, the three ball, and nothing but net for Jacob Kohler. That's his second three of the ball game, 21-8.
I think I said, James, it was Jacob Kohler. So Jacob Kohler with the bucket for Keystone. And then a little bit later on, we get a Columbia highlight from Joe Tate as he was able to call this drive and score.
The ball worked inside on a give and go. Driving to the hole and scoring is Zach Stopper. 4 points for Stopper, 24-12.
Yeah, Zach Stopper, he was a nice player for the Columbia Raiders. So Stopper with the drive and the score right there for Columbia. And, of course, Jacob Kohler, he had that long-distance shooting eye for Keystone, and he would dial up again in that second quarter of play.
Sittinger, they work it around the perimeter and back outside. Three ball in the air right there. That's Jacob Kohler with his third three of the night. He has 11 points in the first half, 27-12 now in favor of Keystone.
So Joe had a game that was a little bit lopsided, but hey, you know, Joe, every position, every possession, and every score was big in his mind. So Columbia comes back, and Savaro with a nice drive and a score for the Raiders.
Gets the ball off on the left side to Brandon Savaro. Drives left baseline under the basket. Fights the shot up and in. Savaro gets his first basket, and it's 27-14.
Yeah, Joe with the call right there. And then Columbia would get a little bit closer in that second quarter of play as Banez would hit one from downtown for the Raiders, as Joe calls it.
On the right side, Osborne against him, then back out of the left wing, and Banez, that is John, hits the three ball. That's his second of the ball game. Trims it down to 30-17.
But Keystone would answer back later in that second quarter of play as Brandon Osborne for the Keystone Wildcats can now say Joe Tate called one of his three balls.
Scoops it off, Kohler. Back outside Osborne. He hit one at the buzzer. Three ball to make it 33-19.
So the Osborne buzzer beater extended Keystone's lead as the two teams went to the intermission. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, third quarter of play was my quarter for play-by-play, and then Joe would take us home in that final period at Columbia High School. And as only Joe Tate can describe it, here's a three ball from Columbia's Banez in that final period.
Got the ball off to Jay Banez, who unloads and hits a three ball, and a timeout is called. So 47-33 in favor of Keystone.
Yes, it was a big lead for the Cats. They pretty much dominated the ball game, but certainly there's some Columbia highlights for all you Raiders fans. And earlier you heard one from Zach Stopper. Here's another one from Zach Stopper of Columbia in that fourth quarter of play.
Here into the middle goes Banez, got it back outside, three ball right there. Drilled by Stopper. He has 9, 51-38.
And we saved this highlight for last because of all the high school basketball games that Joe Tate and I did together on WEOL. I believe this is the only time that Joe Tate ever had the opportunity to use his signature phrase, the one he is famous for. You don't see a lot of dunks in high school basketball. When it happens, it's pretty special. And for Keystone High School, Caleb Shalacy will have this moment for the rest of his life.
Banez deals it outside, ball stolen by Shalacy, drive to the other end, wham, to the right hand. 51-35.
Bruce, I needed that. It just brings a big smile and a big grin to my face. And, you know, I've shared this story. I think I shared it on one of the Over the Timeline podcasts with Joe, that what I remember, Shalacy is driving toward us. We are on the stage behind the basket. So Shalacy, after he makes the steal, he's rumbling down the floor right towards Joe and I up on that stage. The dunk, wham, with the right hand. So as Shalacy then turns to run back towards the other end to get on defense, he just looks over his shoulder at Joe, gives Joe a smile, and Joe gives him a little nod back. That image is seared in my memory. And I think that's the only wham with the right hand that we ever had on WEOL as far as Joe calling high school basketball. So it's always something that I'll treasure. It was very, very special to me, and I know it was very special to Caleb Shalacy. In fact, I think we provided him with a CD of the game because he would have that moment forever. And, of course, as things were winding down, Joe Tate would call off the final seconds of the contest.
Sittinger to inbound the ball for Keystone, bounces it to Kolar in the backcourt. Into the forecourt, Kolar gives the ball to Sittinger. Sittinger to the circle, back out of the right wing to Osborne. 21 seconds to go. Osborne across the top of the key, bounce off to Kolar. Kolar doubled up, back to the left side, hanging on to the ball. Osborne, left corner, ball lob back out front to Kolar, gives to Osborne. All he has to do is hang on to the ball. And he does so as the clock runs down and out. Final score. The Keystone Wildcat 57, the Columbia Raiders 42.
Yep, Cats win it 57-42, and Joe Tate called two of the four quarters that night. And as I said earlier, he called so many with me, but that one will always stand out because of the fact that he came back after he retired to do that game with us. And Bruce, I was sharing with you that after the ball game, I'm going to get a little emotional here, Bruce, but after the ball game, Joe took his score sheet and he slid it to me and asked me to autograph the score sheet for him. And I was just thunderstruck. And I said, okay. And I put my signature on it. I'll never call my signature an autograph, but... And then I slid my score sheet over to Joe, and I said, well, then you are certainly going to autograph mine. And he put a big autograph on it. And since we've moved, I know that sheet is in safekeeping somewhere, but I can't find it. It's in a box somewhere, but I'll always have it. I will find it, but I didn't have my score sheet right in front of me as you and I were reviewing that game. But I have that score sheet. It's autographed, and it's incredibly special to me, as was this game and all the high school basketball games that Joe Tate did with me over the years on WEOL.
Did his score sheet have the similar style? Did you adapt it from him? I've seen your score sheets.
Well, here we go. The listeners will be stunned to know this, that my high school basketball score sheet was the Joe Tate score sheet. I was sitting with him at a Cavs game so many years ago, before they had all the computer screens and so forth, and I saw Joe's score sheet, and I had been fiddling and tinkering with different sheets, and he had everything on this legal pad. And I thought, that's the most amazing score sheet I've ever seen. And I said, Joe, I've never seen anybody with that type of score sheet. Can I get a copy? He said, you can take this one, but I want it back. And he did want it back. So, but I copied my basketball score sheet off of the way Joe Tate did his. And to this day, when I sit in the Joe Tate perch, or when you listen to the Cavs and the Pelicans tonight on WEOL, I keep score the way Joe Tate kept score. So he actually at Columbia had a copy of mine, because he was comfortable with that score sheet. It was his, per se. So he knew exactly how I had it all laid out, and it was very similar to his.
Here's a little bit of the post-game commentary, or I should say conversation, more or less.
This was our 15th game together on WEOL. I had written them all down a couple of years ago, and I couldn't find it. But I think number 15 was probably the most highly anticipated in the area for you to step out of retirement and do some basketball play-by-play. I know I was thrilled, and I know the listeners in Lorain County will certainly treasure it. And as I said, Caleb Shalacy now has a wham with the right hand for the rest of his life.
And I now will step back into retirement. And this is a great night, Tim. You and I had a great time doing a ball game. Our wives went shopping and didn't spend a dime.
That was the highlight.
That's right.
The Shalacy slam. And when they walked back in and said, guys, we didn't spend a dime. That was the good point. But in all seriousness, number 15, just as enjoyable as the previous 14. Certainly the fans love it. Kids love it. Coaches love it. The reaction you got here in Columbia was just terrific. I don't know what you heard at the end. Keystone kids were all chanting, we love Joe Tate. We love Joe Tate. And obviously, that's just a microcosm of how this entire region and the whole state feels about you.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, this was, as I said at the outset of the broadcast, Tim, this is my kind of basketball, my kind of sports, and I am delighted that I had a chance to kind of revisit it one more time.
Whew. Well, that pretty much says it all, Bruce.
Well, okay, it is, and you're at a facility where you're actually on a stage at one of the baskets. You don't even have the side basket view. You just have people coming towards you and running away from you.
Right. So, yep, that's exactly right. And I had not heard that cut. We've shared with people before. Generally, you play the cuts, and I'm hearing them kind of live, so I can react to them. And so I'm glad I did say that to Joe. How special that was. I'm glad I shared that with him.
And of course, he's done different things. So do we have time for the Joe Tate the built one from the other
you
schools?
Tell me. I got a Pelicans game to do tonight, but the nest that Tate built is probably, you know, that game, the Columbia Keystone game, was the most special. But Keystone hosting Joe Tate at the old Keystone High School is probably my favorite story, because we were doing a Midview Keystone game, and it was a huge game, and you couldn't fit, you know, a few hundred people in that old Keystone gym. It was a true little bandbox. And they knew Joe and I were coming to do the game, but they were trying to shoehorn as many people into that gym as they could. So I went out to interview Coach Greg Morgan the day before the game, and I could hear buzzsaws, and I could hear, you know, hammering and welding, and I'm like, what's going on? He goes, oh, they're building a nest. They're building a crow's nest in the gym. I go, really? He goes, yeah, for you and Joe. I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, we don't have anywhere else to put you. So they're literally constructing a crow's nest in the gym the day before the game. So now the next day, Joe and I show up at Keystone, and the gym is packed. Everybody had gotten there early, so it's literally a sellout for the JV game. And Joe looks at me and he goes, well, where are we sitting? And I pointed to this crow's nest. You literally could still smell the sawdust. He goes, we're going up there? I said, yeah. So we walk across the gym. It was on the other side of the gym, and there's like this ladder to get up into the crow's nest. I said, Joe, I don't even know if this thing's been inspected. I go, you're going up first. So, Bruce, there's a JV basketball game going on, and there wasn't one set of eyes on the basketball floor. Everybody was watching Joe climb up this ladder into this crow's nest. Of course, I may have had the worst view because I was right underneath.
You're the spotter. You're the spotter when it comes to this. I can see.
So he kind of hoisted himself down into the nest and, oh, this is outstanding. I said, well, don't forget, Joe, we got to get back out at the end. That's the most famous story as far as Joe doing a high school game, because it was just classic. And for however many years we would go back before the new Keystone High School was built, it was always referred to as the nest that Tate built. It was the nest that Tate built.
There was that's the perch before the perch is what you're telling me, right? Is that...
Timothy, where are we sitting? Right there.
Yes. Well, we've learned.
I didn't dare tell him that at dinner because I thought he's going to get in his car and drive back home. Well, I waited till we got to the gym.
If that was the case, he might have just ordered a salad at that point, perhaps. You know, getting prepared for that evening. Because once you're up there for the whole game.
You know? Oh, you're there. Yeah. He wasn't getting back out until the end of the game.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, we appreciate. It's good to laugh.
Sharing some of the stories. And here's a little bit of the way things end with your ball games, and Joe adds his little twist to it, too.
Again, the final, Keystone over Columbia by a score of 57-42. I'll be back with you again tomorrow morning at 9. It's the Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up Show, 9 to 11, tomorrow on AM 930 WEOL. So, Joe Tate, give us your sign-off, if you will.
I certainly will, and have a good night, everybody.
Alcorn Archive brought to you by EcoTree Services, your complete tree care company.